Mr. Weaver, if I'll ask you, you know, you said you had an $84,000 mortgage payment. How much of that was interest?
Let me think a second. It's like $25,000 of that is interest.
See, so that's the only expense. The other part's principal. That doesn't, you know, that's, you know, so that's the same as money
it's
in the bank.
Principal.
It's just you and... You know, but look here, folks, this is, you know, one of the problems in America today, and you know this is true for all of America, is we have a real problem with financial literacy in this country. And that's why we're having the problems we have with all the mortgage crises, and that's why we're having a problem having this conversation. You know, if we're going to talk about finance, we have to talk about using the same terms. You have to look at the same things, right? If you're making a principal payment, that's no different. You've made the decision to invest in a poultry house rather than invest in the stock market. That's an investment. That's not. You can't use that as a deduction. I understand that means you have less money, but nonetheless, that principal payment is not considered in finance as an expense. So you can't use that. And that's one of the things I want to come back to. Let me finish.
Right now, let him finish. Wow. Let him finish, please. Okay, but let him make his point.
Well, let me just say this. I'll just make it really easy on you. You know, I can tell you, you know, I can't, in my 21 years plus at Oklahoma State University, I don't know how many farms both my students and I have analyzed doing business plans for. But I will tell you this. Across the country, I've farmed in four different states. I've been all over the United States and all over the world. And I can tell you that of all the farms in the United States I've looked at, I'll bet you less than 2% of them have the financial records necessary to run a business. And I'm not dissing anybody. That's a real problem. It's one that I'm trying to fix. You know, I'll just ask you all out there, how many people have an income statement on hand, a balance sheet, a cash flow statement, enterprise budgets, and the financial ratios necessary to look at your operation? And I guarantee you this, if your bank doesn't have it, your bank shouldn't lend you any money. And I've looked at a lot of the Farm Service Agency guaranteed loans, and they don't have them. And in fact, just to let you know, our state FSA office this week has sent out a notice that provided guidelines to the banks on what was necessary in order to give loans for concentrated feeding operations. So it indicates there is a problem out there. And one of the problems that this question is getting at is why are people getting into the poultry industry when you all have these problems? Well, number one is they're not being told that they're not talking to you, and they're getting a form that's only giving them that gross profit I was talking about. So it looks pretty good. And they go down to the bank, and what's the bank giving them a loan on? Their collateral. Plus, it's a guaranteed loan. All of those things set in motion something that we're seeing here today is a lot of problems in the industry. If you're taking out a loan, right, and you can't cash flow with 60% of your variable expenses, you shouldn't have taken out that loan in the first place, because if you took it out with the understanding that you were going to only have 45% of that be variable expenses, and the propane expense went up or the feed expense or something else happened, you're going to be underwater, and you're not going to be able to pay your note. And if I'm a banker, I don't want to do that. I don't want to give you that because I don't want to own a poultry farm.
Well, okay, Professor Dix, here's something right here I like to offer for an example, and anybody that wants to is welcome to come and look at this. This is a grower settlement from 1985. In 1985, these growers could make as much as 4.85 cents a pound for their chicken. Today, the company I grow for, our base pay is 5.05. That's 0.2 cents more than it was 25 years ago in 1985. That's the problem. That's part of the problem. Another part is this right here. This is a receipt from Kentucky Fried Chicken for a 12-piece bucket of chicken that was purchased last week. This 12-piece bucket of chicken cost $26.99. And out of that $26.99, the grower that raised his chicken got 30 cents.